Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. And when I started this show in 2008, I was on a mission to promote women-owned businesses and help women succeed by providing resources and valuable tips from other women and men, small business owners. In each interview, my guests speak openly about their triumphs, the scary times, and tough decisions they have to make along the way. Women Entrepreneurs Radio is about showing women how to harness their natural strengths to achieve success on their own terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio. And I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. I'm really glad you could join me today. And if you are listening to this show on iTunes, you can go to womenentrepreneursecrets.com and click on the radio link in the menu bar, and you can see other places that you can listen to the show on Podomatic. Also, you could see a link on YouTube and link on LinkedIn, and there's different places that you could find the show. So I hope that you will listen in and tell your friends and share it on social media. That would really be great. And if you have feedback, definitely share it on the blog or also leave a review. Hopefully you really enjoyed the show, and you can leave a review. If you have an account on iTunes, you can leave a review there, or as I said, you can leave feedback on the blog. So we're going to get started today with my guest, and her name is Valerie Towle, and she is mother of five and founder of Shawau, I hope I pronounced that correctly, garden furniture, organization dealing in solid timber furniture with 20 years experience. Her vision is to add value and a little cheer to the people she encounters every day. Valerie wants to share love so that the world we live in will be a better place for everyone. She wants to create a positive impact to all the women she meets out there and support them through any struggles they may have. Valerie wants to uplevel women's lives, to have more self-worth and self-love, and through associations such as Soul Rich Woman, she's able to reach out to more and more women who are still searching. She believes one woman is strong, but together we can rock the world. So Valerie's going to share about her business and also being a mompreneur, and let us know about how that is and her work out in the world to bring women together. So I'm really happy to have you on the show, Valerie. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Deborah, for having me on the show today. I'm so honored by it.
Well, I certainly am as well, you know, because we were talking before and we were trying to work through the technical things that go on. But, you know, it's nice where you are, and yes. I really appreciate you taking the time because I know you have busy, busy days, you know, with your family and your business. So I really appreciate that you're here and could take this time. But it is also good that we're able to connect like this across the world.
Yes.
You know, it's wonderful. So, you know, Let me stop. And I just want you to share, you know, how did you get started with this, your business, and then you're a mom of five? Like, how does this all come together for you?
Short introduction. My name is Valerie Towle, and I'm a mixed descendant of a European. My grandfather is actually from Scotland, and my grandmother from Philippines, and my mom is a Chinese. So we are. I'm from a really mixed parentage, and I believe because of my mixed parentage, I have different values, different strengths. Because I believe that the Chinese is, they're normally very, very calculative, and their mindset is very great, and they are good in doing business. So my mom always tells me that I got, her genes, you know, for me from doing business since I was like 20 years old. So my mom always tells me I have her genes, and I believe I work hard and I play hard, and my dad would tell me that, you know, being a Eurasian, So I got the play hard thing, the happy-go-lucky character from him, actually. I started this business out, actually as an agent, buying and selling, garden furniture from a factory. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of years, being their agent, and suddenly the factory actually closed down. Yeah. So after that, my orders keep on coming in. So one of the factory supervisors that I knew, he and me, we got together and we formed this company, basically manufacturing our own line of products at the beginning. Yep. Mm-hmm. So we were actually business partners. My partner and me were actually business partners before we became life partners.
Okay.
Wow. Right. So both of us are working hard now to actually provide a better lifestyle for our family, for our children, especially our children. Mm-hmm. Another thing is my first three kids is actually from my previous marriage. Mm-hmm. And the other two is from this marriage. So this this marriage with my husband, who is an Indonesian, he actually does all the production in a factory. He takes care of the workers, and he just basically just produce good and quality pieces for our company. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So now so I'm in charge of marketing, and yes, so I was, I've been doing this business like for 20 years, in, out. I mean, there are a little, a little purpose. I mean, money is like, it's important because we need to sustain ourselves, but there is something lacking in me, there's something that I can do more. Right. I mean, I was meant to be better, and there is more things that I can, show, because to me, family is very important, and basically all my nieces and nephew, they call me Mama Vel, because I'm like their mama, so basically, I really love them, all my nieces and nephew, I really love them, and I want to be a good role model for them, so that they can look up to, for my kids as well, so that they can look up to, and anything they can come back to Mama Vel, or they can come back to Mommy. So this is what I want to portray myself as, a good role model. Mm-hmm. So like the day when I die, right? So I will be leaving a legacy mm-hmm. of love. This is what I want. I want them, them on my funeral, I want them to say, oh, this is Mama Vel, it's great, she's full of love, and she has touched my life, and mm-hmm. I want comments like that, instead of she's nothing, she's nothing, and she's like so selfish, and I want to portray more love. I want to give up more love to people,
right.
Not to my family, but to every woman and everybody that I encounter.
Right.
Recently, I've been and staying in my place here. Right, there are a lot of refugees. Yep, a lot of Myanmar refugees and Pakistani refugees. So I'm actually doing some social causes as well. To volunteer myself, to share with them whatever little that God has given me, and mm-hmm. and just to share. And there are a lot of refugee kids that, mm-hmm. that love to come to my house, because mm-hmm. they will come to my house and I will prepare food for them, and they are so happy. Christmas, I will just buy gifts for them. Mm-hmm. These little things that can make them so happy, and seeing joy, on their faces, really, really touched my heart, and it's like, it's totally worth it. Money is only an object.
Right.
It is not, money is, to me, is only an object that can, yes, to sustain us, correct, but it is not our main goal. It is not our main target, mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. The main target mm-hmm. that we should do is, spread more love and to have more humanity in all mm-hmm. of us,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is what my goal is. For personal, mm-hmm. personal, because whenever I talk, it's all about personal thing. Then only I will talk about the business part. Because it's like, I just want to share. And then I'm, in April, I've got to know Soul Rich Woman, and I became a core team member for Soul Rich Woman. And through Soul Rich Woman and associate a community, we can reach out to more women, and we can reach out to so many more people. And life has been awesome. Life has been awesome. And then to me, it's like, you know, the law of the universe is such that when you help others, when you give out, you know, the more that you will receive, the more love that you give up, the more love that you will receive, the more money that you give up, the more money you will get, right? Yeah, so since joining Soul Rich Woman, I have been contributing them to grow in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Mm-hmm. And yeah, since I have this mindset, you know, business has been coming in, pouring in, and I don't have to worry so much about looking for sales to sustain us. You know, it's like automatically coming in. So this is what I often believe, that it's always the law of attraction. You know, the more help you give others, the more help that you received for your side.
Yes, you're right. The more you give,
the more you get.
yeah, because then you're open to the flowing back and forth and receiving and helping others when you can is very, very important. And then they can also learn how to do different things that like you're doing, and also then they can go on and help other people. So it's very important to do that when you're in a position that you can share that with others, because then they can help themselves and it goes on and on. So that's very powerful idea that more people, I think, should really think about, you know, really use, because we need more of that. And, you know, Janicia, who does Soul Rich Women, she's been on the show, and you work with her in this mission. Mm-hmm. And it's a very powerful and positive mission. So I think that's really exciting with your work, and you're working with your husband. And, you know, as a mompreneur, is that a challenge for you to do all of the things with the children? And then, you know, both of you are, the parents are both involved in the business. How does that go?
Yes, I mean, we need cooperation, like my husband and myself. It's very challenging because I had a very bad fifth pregnancy. So basically, I was like, you know, sleeping all the time. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do much. My first and second and third trimester was bad until I gave birth. So after I gave birth, and he needs to, like, you know, I need to go and meet customers, right? So there's cooperation between us. So mm-hmm. we didn't have a helper previously. He has to look after the kid while I go out and meet customers. You know, as I told you, my husband is also very cooperative. Mm-hmm. He takes care of the household very well. So we actually combine each other's strength. And at this moment, he's like making my son to sleep while I'm talking to you. I mean, he's a great, awesome dad. He can do many, many things. And so basically, like what we do, like for me, like say I do go out for deliveries, and I do go out, you know, to deliver small items that whatever that my car can fit in. Mm-hmm. And 80% of the time when I do deliveries, my two kids will be in the car. You know, I take them wherever I go. I involve them. And because of that, my 8-year-old daughter is very outspoken. Mm-hmm. And she sometimes do her Facebook live talking about things. Yes, I mean, she initiated. Mom, she said, Mom, I'm seeing you doing all Facebook live. Can I do one? But I said, you don't have a Facebook account. Never mind, I use yours, you know. Then your friends can come in and comment. I mean, she's that observant. She's that observant that, you know, it's wonderful. I mean, to us entrepreneurs, to us like business owners, we should all involve our kids in the business. Mm-hmm. So that they know, and they know our struggles as well. And they know the money, how difficult is it to come in, and how difficult is it to go out, and stuff like that. So from young, they are also trained. Unfortunately, I was not. So I want to train them. And I was brought up in a very negative environment. So I don't want it. I need to break the barrier. I need to break the chain. And I want to provide, you know, a great environment for my kids. positive environment, positive environment for my kids, especially, so that they will have a great mindset and that will prepare them, you know, they will prepare them and they will have confidence in life, that I didn't have. So this is what I want to prepare them, you know, to be confident and to be able to speak out and, you know, to shine for others as well. Mm-hmm. So this is what I want my kids to be, not like me when I was growing up. So it was horrible, you know. I didn't have confidence. I shy away from people that is richer than me, for people that is smarter than me, you know. Now I'm breaking up the barrier. I'm changing my mindset after reading a lot of books. I'm changing my mindset to be more confident and, you know, to come out from my comfort zone and to come out from my shell actually, and to shine for everybody. Yeah, to be a part in the society, in the community that I can actually contribute to.
And that's important. And it's important for your children to see that, because then that helps them to see. As you're saying, it's a good example for them, because then they see what they can do. And that makes them now want to go and do those same things and go out in the world. So that is just perfect. Would you be happy if they wanted to join in your business?
Oh, yes. My son is, my eldest son is actually 18. Uh-huh. 18 years old right now. And he lives in a different state than I am, right? Mm-hmm. And basically, he's studying college. He just started college about this year, and he is my distributor in that state.
Oh.
And he's posting on Facebook, Insta for sales, and whatever sales that he has a 10% commission. I really reward him, and that really pushes him, you know, that really pushes him to, you know, really work harder and earn his college fees. I told him, I'm not going to give you any money. I had it hard before, you know, grandpa and grandma couldn't support me to study, and I had to come out and work, but I don't like to be controlled. I don't like to be constrained. So that is why I started my own business. I don't like to be, you know, controlled, punch card, 9 o'clock, go back, 5 o'clock. I don't like that kind of lifestyle. I like the e-cruising, because probably I got from my Eurasian side, right? The cruising, happy-go-lucky, relaxed kind of lifestyle. So I told my son, no, I'm not going to pay anything of your college fees. I told him, if you want, you earn it. And recently, he has been helping me for about 8-9 months now, and he has clink about 2 or 3 big sales for the company. Oh, awesome, isn't it? And I really rewarded. And then when I last my last trip back, I rewarded him with a brand new handphone, and he was so happy on top of his commission. You know, so this is the reward that we give them to be like, you know, to come out, you know, and really really shine and really really break through. Even though he's like 18.
Right.
But, he's a businessman already. I said, no, you're not a businessman, son. You are an entrepreneur. You must have that type of mindset, you know. You have to go forward. And then I'm looking at actually, in his state that he's staying, I'm looking at, actually workshop and courses for him to go so that, you know, to upgrade his skills and, the talking skills and interaction, PR and everything. So I definitely want all my, kids, my first priority is for them to be in the medical line, but so far, none. Everybody seems to be interested in business. And my daughter is also, she's 16 right now, and she keep on telling me, Mom, can you, since you're going back to Indonesia, can you just buy stocks of clothing or accessories that I can sell online? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pushing me, you know, they're pushing me to actually... Oh, okay. You know, but you know how I just had my baby, and so this 1-2 years is really it's a bit difficult for us in terms of I need to take care of him. But he's like 15 months right now, so I think it's time for me to really, really go out. And that's my daughter, you know. Yeah, and you know, sometimes I get them involved. Like say, like say this swing. How much should we price them? Then they will say, okay, our cost is like maybe 1,000. How much do we price them? And my daughter will say, oh no, we price them at 2,000, then we can earn more.
Oh,
and then
goodness.
My son will say, no, we price them at 1,005 so we can sell more and earn more, you know. So I actually have this type of meeting with them during our family dinners and everything, so that the younger ones actually can hear and the younger ones can actually learn.
Right. Wow. Yeah. That's interesting, because now I love
to get them involved.
Yeah, they're participating in the business, and I think it's great because you show them that you're listening to what they have to say. You know, you're not dismissing them because they're children. You're listening, and you know, of course, you know, some of them are older, and so they may not consider themselves to be children, but when they're older, they may feel that they're, you know, more like adults than children, but they're being heard and they're contributing, so that will give them a lot of confidence, I would think.
Yes, like, my two daughters, they are super duper awesome. Mm-hmm. Since young, they will go to school and start selling things to their classmates and get banned. I mean, they're learning to make money. I'm actually very proud of them, but it's like, it's a totally different route. You have to wait for your time. Like what I did in my senior years, I used to actually earn myself money. Like I used to wake up earlier in the morning, about 4 or 5 o'clock, and I used to like go and pack lunch for all my classmates, and then earn like 50 cents, $1, and to buy the things that I like. So that what I usually do. And now my children is doing the same. Oh. I can't actually scold them, you know. I cannot encourage them at such young age.
Right, because they're just doing what you did and learning and seeing how they can have their own money and be independent and pay for, as you said, for college and fees and things that come up. And now they can feel that they're contributing, and then they're also preparing them for when they go out in the world as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's excellent.
It's excellent, but you know, you cannot say it in front of them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, not at this age, not at 8 and 10.
Well, yeah, they're not quite ready to have their own business and be sitting there at the desk in the office yet, but...
But I mean, my kids, they are just awesome. They are just my pride and joy. And I really, really, I really love them. And I really, really want to provide well for them.
You know, when you have so much going on, you know, and we're right now talking, and it's night where you are. And you know, so I'm making sure that we don't keep you up too late. But, you know, I'm sure you're going all day long. I mean, do you feel that you have a balance of time to rest and do other things?
Well, I just have to wake up earlier to do my exercise. I go to the park once a while. about 45 minutes walk before I come back, and I start my day about 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yep. Then I will start my day, you know, preparing breakfast, and then sending my daughter to school, and then start doing the business, come back, do my accounts, and then some marketing, and sometimes I do delivery. I have to see the factory where everything goes right. And yeah, sometimes I feel it's really tiring, because now I'm like, what, 41? Mm-hmm. I mean, the energy is not like when we just first started, like 10-20 years ago, right? So the energy is like really, really stacking up. But I will usually will also take short naps if I can't stand. Now that I have my helper in, so I got that little bit privilege.
Yes.
We have like maybe 10-15 minutes nap, that power nap that just will keep me going up to night. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
good.
But I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I feel that I'm blessed, and I really want to thank God, thank mm-hmm. the universe, because I'm really mm-hmm. blessed. Whatever little that I have, but you know, it's not about the money. Like I say, it's like mm-hmm. the family love, the family togetherness, the family harmony. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. that one is really, really that is the one lah. That is the one that in my life.
Mm-mm. That's what keeps you going. It sounds like that's what gives you your energy to do all these different things. It's what you really believe in it, and you really enjoy what you're doing, and you want to help mm-hmm. others too. So that helps you to feel more excited.
Yeah, that's so energetic to just go on and on and on. Even though it's like I'm tired, but it's like, you know, I do it because I love doing it.
Yes.
It's my passion, right? Yeah, that's what. Like yesterday, we did, So Rich Women were the media partners mm-hmm. of this MERFEST, Malaysian mm-hmm. Urban Retreat Festival. And I had to wake up at 5 a.m. and just to go there and interview just interview all the facilitators, just interview the founders, and it was an awesome event. Mm-hmm. We covered the event as a media partner here in Kuala Lumpur. Mm-hmm. And coming back, and then I had to do my work, so I was really, really tired. I was so afraid I missed your interview. I thought it was last night. I said, oh, no, miss, let me check again. Oh, no, okay, it's tonight.
Yes.
So I was so worried.
Yeah, you were fine.
I dozed off. Yeah, I dozed off at 10 o'clock last night. couldn't take it because age is catching up. Yeah, age is catching up, right? So you know, but I put my son to sleep, and then I will just sleep right through. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning again.
Well, that was a long day, and you're busy, so I can understand that you were, you wanted to go to sleep. You didn't exactly want to stay up any later, could you just let everybody know, I mean, if you have a website or you have social media anywhere for people to find you online?
Oh, okay. I'm more active on Facebook, all right, and I have a Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/Syaval, Syaval. That is my business page for the company. And recently I have created a group, all right, because I'm also into appreciating talents and celebrating love with people. So I actually I'm interviewing people in my group, in my community group. I just started the community group about 2 months ago. So we have about 1,000 members in a group where we will share more about home, we will share about business, we will share about home improvements. And I come under the name Syaval Network TV. Yep. So I just started it, and I'm super duper excited because I'm actually looking for a woman or men. You know, I just want to appreciate talent in my community, in my society here. You know, I want to go out and interview them. So recently we interviewed a refugee, a Syrian refugee who is here from 12 years old, and now he's only like 19. Mm-hmm. And his story is amazing. So we are helping him doing all these awesome jobs and giving back to the refugee status here in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So this is my project, my next project. And I'm also looking for women of substance, women of influence to actually interview them and just let them share the story. You know, there are so many stories, that need to be heard in the world today, mm-hmm. that shows more humanity. So I'm actually going all out right now, and so covering MERFEST was one of them, you know, interviewing the ladies mm-hmm. was one of them. So I have this group, it's called Syaval Network TV. Mm-hmm. So do join our group, and whereby we will share more about love. We just want to celebrate love, and we want to appreciate talents mm-hmm. here. Yeah, so that is my main purpose. Yeah.
Where you find the time to do?
You know, when you love what you're doing, when you're passionate about what you're doing, you don't feel tired at all. Mm-hmm. I know, I of course I feel tired, right? I don't entertain my husband much sometimes, but I just tell him, I'm like, so tired. Can we talk tomorrow? I mean, then he was like, tomorrow? Yeah, I'm talking about a business. I said, okay, that one can wait till tomorrow. But because you love what you are doing, you are so passionate about what you do. You want to bring joy to other people. You know, that's why I'm doing all these things. And I believe whatever I am doing, I'm not seeking glory. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeking glory at all. I just do everything from the heart. And my mission is actually to touch one soul at a time. I don't mind touching one soul at a time. It doesn't have to be like, you know, you touch 10,000 souls or 100,000 souls. No, just one soul at a time. You know, you leave somebody happier than they were before they met you. Yeah. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with that. Yeah.
That's nice. That's very nice. And yes, it really is. It's very positive, and that's what we certainly need more of. And I think you're right that you enjoy what you do, so you feel good about all the activities that you're involved in because you enjoy doing all of them, and then you're doing them with your family and really getting out there and talking to people and meeting people and helping people. And that really gives you energy to do more.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. You sound like you have a lot of energy to go and do these good things in the world and really put yourself out there. And I think that's important because then other women see that, and maybe they're not in a good situation. They know that they can now do something similar. After seeing what you're doing, and that encourages people when they see other people doing things, and they go, "Oh, okay, maybe I can change my situation, or maybe coming from a situation that isn't good, I could change that around." And that's what it's about. Showing people what's possible for them and letting them find, you know, what they are called to do as well. So I think this sounds so exciting, Valerie. I just, you know, listening to everything you're doing, it's like, wow.
I'm like so honored to be here. I mean, I really want to thank Junisha. I just want to thank Junisha and thank Soul Rich Woman for changing my life. Mm-hmm. She really changed my mindset on how, you know, she really changed my mindset. You know, I have 5 children and I have so many family commitments, right? So everything is like for everybody, and last is for me. When the last comes, there's not any balance for me at all. So when I knew Janisha and she changed my mindset about self-love, and I beginning to buy things for myself right now, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, being self-love is not selfish at all. It is not selfish at all. I got myself a laptop, I got myself an iPhone, I got myself pretty dresses, makeups and everything, but this is all self-love, right? But self-love is not selfish at all, because when I ask my kids about their feedback, I have all positive feedback. They will say, "Mom, you're happy now. That is what is right. You know, you're more confident. And because of that, your sales is coming in. So we are happy for you." And this is what my children actually say to me. Mm-hmm. And they are happy for me because I have more confident, I'm more positive, and I'm more happy right now. So, you know, selfless is actually not selfish. We should actually self-love ourselves. And the more selfless that we have to ourselves, we actually can also distribute more to others.
Yeah.
This is my opinion, right?
Yes, I agree. You're right.
So that's why Junisha really, really opened my mindset, and being in Soul Rich Woman also really, really changes my path in life. So I'm awesome right now.
Well, that is perfect. That is perfect to hear, because that's what you want to hear, and that's what you see, that she's helped you and the group has helped you, and hopefully people will hear this, and those people maybe want to join in the group, or maybe just do something themselves to inspire others. Now they can feel motivated by what they have heard.
I really hope I can, Deborah.
I definitely feel that, because you could you know, hear the excitement in your voice and how you really are happy about this, and that's important. You know, it's important for people to hear and to know that this is something really positive that they can also do. So I don't want to keep you up much later now, because we
Thank you for giving me the chance. Yeah. If I could touch one soul with this interview, I'll be so blessed already.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Thank you, Deborah, for giving me this chance. I'm so happy today.
I'm happy to have you here because you're really very positive and have a beautiful story and really a nice, I guess I would say nice business because it's just everybody's involved and everybody's supporting each other and your family. And that is an ideal situation, I think, that people would love to have when they're doing a business and raising a family. I think that just sounds so wonderful. So I just want to thank you so much for taking the time because I knew, we had to work through our little technical things. So I thank you for your patience and everything. Give me the time from your busy schedule to share your message today. So thank you so much for joining me, Valerie.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Deb, for having me here today. I love you. Bye. Good night. Have a great day. I know you're going to have a great day there. I'm going to have a great night here.
I know, right? She's like, as soon as I can get to sleep, I'll be fine. I can get my rest. You can get ready for the next day and get going. So, yes, I know you need your sleep. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Coach Deb. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. Oh, everyone, I know you enjoyed this show, so please share this on social media. Please visit Valerie's group and her Facebook page and find out more about her and her mission to help everyone and bring everyone together. Hope that you'll be inspired. Maybe that's something you'd like to do yourself, and that would be wonderful if you do. So once again, thanks for joining us for Women Entrepreneurs Radio. So glad to talk to you today, and see you next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us. You can also join in the conversation on facebook.com/womenentrepreneurs and on the website womenentrepreneursecrets.com. And don't forget to listen in on dvcoach.podomatic.com and on iTunes.